Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Coal mine claims Texas firm owes $140,000 for scrap metal and wire. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A 61-year-old Bel Air coal mine employee filed a report on Wednesday alleging that a Texas company defrauded their mine of $140,000. According to Sheriff Scott Matheny, the company had entered into an agreement to purchase scrap metal and wire from the mine for that amount but failed to fulfill their payment obligation. Despite attempts to reconcile the issue, the company has not cooperated with the mine regarding payment. It remains unclear from the report whether the company ever received the scrap metal and wire. The investigation into the matter is ongoing. Governor Gordon recognizes Mental Health Awareness Month as part of work to improve mental health care in Wyoming. As a part of his ongoing efforts to address Wyoming's mental health crisis, Governor Mark Gordon is recognizing Mental Health Awareness Month in May. In conjunction, the governor's office is offering a series of mental health webinars as a part of its ongoing educational initiative. According to the press release from the governor's office, in January, the governor launched an initiative to address Wyoming's ongoing mental health crisis following a series of mental health town hall meetings hosted in communities like Gillette across the state. The weekly webinars address in detail the five pillars identified in the governor's mental health roadmap that are critical to improving outcomes for those who are battling mental health issues. The pillars include access to care, ensuring residents have access to the continuum of behavioral health services, affordability of care, ensuring cost is not a barrier to accessing services in Wyoming, quality of care, delivering the highest quality of service based on practices and evidence-based research, innovation, constantly thinking of ways to improve our system based on new research and information, and suicide prevention and destigmatization. The press release continues saying that the priority strategies identified in the roadmap that were included in the governor's budget proposal that were passed by the legislature in March was full funding for the Wyoming 988 Suicide Prevention Hotline, along with the addition of text and chat services. Additional details of the weekly webinars or other events connected to Mental Health Awareness Month can be found on the governor's mental health website. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.